Hello and welcome to Kids in Mind with Dr. Rebecca Weber, child psychologist based in Geneva. Now, Rebecca's speaking to us this month about picky eaters. For more information, you can visit cabinetweber.net. Now, Rebecca, for children, when does picky eating begin and are all children susceptible to it?
Okay, so it's helpful to think of food as a relationship. We could say food is our very first relationship with others and with ourselves. Let's think back to newborn babies. They're dependent on other people to feed them. And then let's remember that those adults feeding them are asking themselves, am I doing a good enough job? Did I give my baby what they needed when they needed it? This sets up a pattern of relationship that is specific to each dyad, so each parent and baby, and this is dynamic and can change over time and can also become crystallized and not change. So we find our old relationships, our fundamental relationships present in our current relationship to food.
Okay, so babies, are they born picky eaters or not? Is it something that they develop?
Each birth is specific and unique, which is frankly miraculous. We each have our own temperament, and the conditions of our conception, our birth, and the meeting of that parent in that moment are unique, which means that each of us have our own threshold of stimulation, curiosity, capacity to experience new things. So that, I would say, is unique, like how much one child could tolerate change and different in stimulation levels, of which food is one element. And then we have to remember the mental state around feeding. The parent, was my milk enough? Was it good enough? Did I give them too much milk? Did I stimulate their hunger? Did they need stimulation? Were they too hungry? Did I leave them hungry for too long? So these kind of mental states, if you like, are what influence the pattern of relationship that then is revealed later on in the way that we relate to our own experience of hunger and satiety.
Okay, so there's always a constant back and forth between the parent and the baby.
Yes, and that it's this back and forth relationship that began when we were babies that could lend itself towards experiences of anxiety. I'm nervous I'm going to be hungry and have nothing there, of overwhelm. What if I eat too much of this thing and it makes my body turn into this? Control, power, or even on the other end of the spectrum, food as a source of ease and pleasure and satisfaction. So yes, there's a back and forth that kind of lays the foundations, the groundwork that, like I said, is dynamic. It can change, but there's a tendency that we repeat ourselves.
Okay. Rebecca, thanks very much indeed. For more information, you can contact Rebecca on the website, cabinetweber.net. If you want to hear that episode again and others in the series, you can always go to our website, which is worldradio.ch/kidsinmind.